weapons for Ukraine. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says after meeting today, nearly 50 defense leaders from around the world have agreed to send more advanced weapons there.
The Ukrainian armed forces will need our sustained support. The United States is committed to standing with Ukraine over the long term.
Some of the weapons include a harpoon launcher and missiles to protect its coast. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, told reporters no U.S. Special Forces are going into Ukraine, and that any decision on that would be up to President Biden. The regional governor of Donetsk, Ukraine, says three civilians in the region died in Russian attacks today, but did not give further details. Earlier, he said heavy fighting continues in the region. Those who oppose a vaccine mandate for federal employees are seeking new appeals to revisit the issue.
A three-judge Fifth Circuit Appeals Court panel ruled in April to dismiss a challenge and require federal workers to be vaccinated against COVID. That ruling takes effect next week, so a group against the mandate has filed for a new hearing that asks a full panel of 17 circuit judges to weigh in. The federal government has until early June to respond to the new call. There is no sign that any action will be taken prior to that.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. In January, a federal judge struck down President Biden's order that mandated vaccines. That ruling was struck down by an appeals court in March. California Governor Gavin Newsom says he may put mandatory water restrictions in place if people don't start using less water. He raised the possibility after meeting with local water agencies that supply major areas like Los Angeles and San Francisco. He's already called for a 15% voluntary reduction in water use, but so far has avoided mandatory cuts. The District of Columbia sued Meta chief Mark Zuckerberg in an attempt to hold him responsible for a privacy breach of millions of Facebook users. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A man who once confessed to killing a former beauty queen in Georgia was acquitted of murder, but has been sentenced in connection with her death.
A judge in Irwin County, Georgia, sentenced Ryan Duke to 10 years in prison for concealing Tara Grinstead's body. He's already served 5 years after confessing in 2017 to killing her more than a decade earlier. Judge Bill Reinhart said ahead of sentencing,
"You had a great defense in the case. That is what it is, and you should be punished accordingly, not for murder."
Ryan's attorneys pointed out that his DNA was not found in her home. He testified it was his friend Beau Dukes who killed Tara. He said Beau asked him to help burn her body. Beau is in prison for concealing Tara's body. And prosecutors said they didn't plan to charge him with murder, as they still believe it was Ryan who did it. And Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
For women, the answer to stress could be to hug it out, but a new study finds men may not want to do the same.
Researchers looked at how 76 people responded to stress after a hug from a romantic partner. Women showed a decrease in the production of the stress hormone cortisol. Researchers say it's hard to pinpoint why the same response wasn't observed in men, pointing to a possible societal perception of hugs as unusual or awkward. Or scientists say there could be a difference in touch receptors in men versus women. Either way, the study says the difference in results was unexpected. Gian Gelosi, Fox News.
The Tony Awards Administration Committee has announced that Angela Lansbury will get a special Tony at this year's awards for lifetime achievement in theater. Lansbury made her Broadway debut in 1957 and has won 5 over her career, including for Mame and Sweeney Todd, but is probably best known for a starring role in the long-running TV show Murder, She Wrote. The Tonys will be handed out June 12th. On Wall Street, after seven straight weeks of losses, the indexes ended the day higher. The Dow added 618, the Nasdaq plus 180, the S&P gained 72. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.